This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Agreements that the United Nations and Turkey brokered with Ukraine and Russia to allow food and fertilizer to get from the warring nations to parts of the world where millions are going hungry have eased concerns over global food security, but they face increasing risk. Moscow wrapped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made a surprise visit to Ukraine. His office says he traveled there with his wife following his trip to Lithuania for the NATO summit in Poland. It's his first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine. He toured two places, small pair of cities near Kyiv, where bodies of civilians were found in the streets and mass graves after Russian troops retreated from the capital region last year. The South Korean leader was scheduled to hold talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. South Korea joined international sanctions against Russia and provided Ukraine with humanitarian financial support to Ukraine, but not weapons. South Korean rescue workers pulled six bodies from vehicles trapped in a flooded tunnel as days of heavy rain triggered flash floods and landslides and destroyed homes, leaving more than 30 people dead and forcing thousands to evacuate. Nearly 400 rescue workers, including divers, were searching the tunnel. There were around 15 vehicles, including a bus, got swept away in a flash flood Saturday evening. They said that 9 survivors were rescued from the tunnel, but the total number of passengers trapped in vehicles was not immediately clear. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good and he'll spend the night in the hospital, according to his office. And a weekly cabinet meeting scheduled for Sunday is pushed to Monday. 73-year-old Israeli leader issued a video statement Saturday, hours after he was hospitalized for apparent dehydration. In the statement, Netanyahu says he was out in the sun Friday without a hat, without water, saying that it was not a good idea. To thank God, he feels very good, and he thanked the medical team and the public for messages of support. He said he had one request, and that's people drink water and act safely in the scorching summer heat. Nearly 1,000 migrants that recently crossed from Guatemala to Mexico have formed a group to head north, hoping to reach the border with the United States. A group that Saturday started out made up of largely Venezuelan migrants. They walked along a highway in southern Mexico led by a Venezuelan flag with the phrase Peace Freedom SOS. The men, women, and children and teens are being followed by Mexican National Guard patrols. The migrants say they decided to organize the group to continue migrating north because many have been sleeping on the street and have run out of money to buy food. A dangerous heat wave is threatening a wide swath of the southwest and will potentially deadly temperatures in the triple digits. Some of about 200 cooling centers in Metro Phoenix alone extended their weekend hours, and emergency rooms have been ready to treat people with heat-related illnesses. In Las Vegas, the casinos are offering respite from the heat for many people. Albuquerque splash pads extended hours, and the city's swimming pools offered free entry. Forecasters in Phoenix alone say the city is on track to set a new record for the most consecutive days at 110 degrees. Recapping our top story. Agreements that the United States and Turkey brokered with Ukraine and Russia to allow food and fertilizer to get from the warring nations to parts of the world where millions are going hungry have now eased concerns over global food security, but that may come to a halt come Monday when the grain deal is set to expire. Russia has ramped up rhetoric, saying it may not extend that deal unless its own demands are met. It includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments do not face hurdles. So far, the Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.